We've looked at a pretty concentrated path of damage, a fairly narrow path overall, probably about 200 yards wide. Most of the damage does look tornadic that we've seen. Some of it to the south of the main damage path is more straight line wind damage, but definitely some indication of a tornadic circulation, at least off and on in the damage. And pretty good winds. The winds were definitely into at least the low end of the EF1 range, based on some of the larger trees that were uprooted, some of the larger trees that were snapped, and of course several homes received some damage from some of those fallen trees.